The presidential campaigns are in full swing. Candidates are on the stump, and Democrats and Republicans are just weeks away from their nominating conventions. All of which means happy days are here again for America's political cartoonists.
Hi, this is Mike Luckovich, editorial cartoonist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. John Kerry reminds me of those big trees in Lord of the Rings, those ents, those big walking trees. You know, he's well-lined, he's got that really long face and kind of slow and ponderous when he talks, and so he's an ent.
Okay. Hi, this is Mike Peters. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Dayton Daily News in Dayton, Ohio. When I think of George Bush, the first thing that comes to my mind is a cartoon I did last year. And he's sitting behind his desk, and he has a sign next to him that says, "The only thing we have is fear."
As you can tell, both these Pulitzer Prize winners are sharpening their pencils. We brought them together to talk about the targets of their cartoons, which, ever since John Kerry named his number two last week, have been the running mates. Mike Luckovich, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, he is a good-looking man, mm-hmm. I think objectively. Does that make him hard to caricature?
No, he's got sort of a, I mean, he's got a great big smile. I mean, his smile is so huge that you see the gums on the side of his face. I mean, it's just gigantic. And then he's got great cheeks and he's got that great hair. I've drawn him, and he looks like he was separated at birth with Britney Spears facially. I mean, something about him and Britney Spears look very similar to me. What do you think, Michael?
If you put teeth on a smile button and then add a little hair, it becomes Edwards. He is. I think he's very easy, just like Mike said, it's fairly easy to draw, and a great new character. One of the cartoons that I worked on this last week was they've been hugging and touching and everything so much. I did this cartoon with both Kerry and Edwards, and they're hugging each other, and Edwards' leg is around him, and people are looking at the TV saying, maybe we should ban same-sex running mates.
Mike Luckovich, you've had a good time with the current vice president.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I think the pressure is getting to him because a couple weeks ago, he told Senator Leahy to go blank himself. Mike, I'm sure you were like me. We just jumped up in our chairs when that happened. That was just so amazing. So I drew John Edwards. He's at the Capitol. He's seeing different people. He's saying, "Hey, go blank yourself. Please go blank yourself. Hey, go blank yourself." And then someone in the background saying, "Well, John Edwards is trying to seem vice presidential." So,
Michael, that cartoon was fabulous.
Michael, thank you.
No, just real quick, it's going to be interesting seeing Cheney out of his hole more and doing more of the speeches that he's supposed to be doing because
he doesn't like doing that. He hates doing it. And he gets cranky easily.
Michael, it's so funny. I'm old enough to have drawn Nixon, and yeah. I always thought Nixon was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of character because not only did he look kind of funny, but he acted exactly the way he looks. You know,
yeah.
His shoulders would be up around his ears, and he would always be saying, "I am the president" and stuff. But and now Cheney came along. He has his squinty eyes, and he always...
And the talking out of the side of the mouth with the bottom teeth showing.
And he actually acts the way he looks, which is a cartoonist dream, because then you just put Cheney with somebody else, with the Pope or something, and it looks funny. I mean, it's a funny thing. He's saying, "Hello, Pope," like this, and, do you want to buy some Halberton stocks or something? It's just a fabulous, fabulous character.
Well, let's get to the top of the ticket, and there you have somebody you've been able to have fun with for four years. Mike Luckovich, talk to us about how your caricature of the president might have changed since the day he took office or when he was running as a candidate.
Well, that's a great question, yes. When he was first elected, he had an aura of not knowing exactly what he was supposed to do, and Cheney being the grown-up sort of. And so I started making Bush a little smaller, but his ears grew larger. And then when 9/11 happened, I made Bush a little bigger, and his ears got smaller. But then after some time passed, his ears got big again. And so at this point, I'm really when I draw the caricature, I really try and make the drawing look like him. But the ears are like jackrabbits.
Mike Peters, let's turn to the challenger, Senator John Kerry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think he looks like he's on Mount Rushmore.
That's a good sign for him.
And well, no, but but he says as much as those presidents on Mount Rushmore, you know. But he, as far as drawing him, God, he's a ball. He's a ball. You know, he's got that hair and his strong jaw and all this kind of stuff. But it's going to be interesting to see what he does over the next 3 months.
He's got the real deep-set eyes, too. And he's got this kind of craggy-looking long face. And I know, what you're saying about looking like he should be on Mount Rushmore, because he's got one of those kind of, to me, faces that look like he should be wearing one of those powdered wigs that they used to wear. I mean, he's kind of sort of a old, kind of like old-looking, kind of classic presidential face, if that makes any sense.
True. It's really true.
Either one of you, describe a cartoon with John Kerry in it.
I've got one here. It was during the South Carolina primary, and I wanted to show how he has difficulty connecting. So I've got him at the podium, and he's talking to the crowd, and he's saying, "National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing Aficionados, I beseech you, support me." And someone in the background is saying, "I keep telling him, call them NASCAR fans." You know, NASCAR fans, darn it. You know, what's really great for us cartoonists now is that up until now, it's been the Republicans are in complete control of the government. And so we've kind of had to focus on them exclusively, because there really hasn't been much in the way of a opposition. But now we've got Kerry and Edwards, and so you're going to see a lot more cartoons on Kerry as we get to know him, and as he makes his inevitable missteps.
This looks like a invitation to invite you back for after the conventions.
Oh, that would be fun.
Absolutely.
Editorial cartoonist Mike Lukovich of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Mike Peters of the Dayton Daily News, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
Okay, take care, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
And there's a whole lot of Lukovich and Peters online. You can see some of their most recent cartoons and hear an extended version of this interview. You can also hear what both Mike said about the candidates Al Gore and George W. Bush during the 2000 presidential race.